This week, thousands of techies are pouring into San Francisco for Google's annual developers conference. Last year, Google's co-founder, Sergey Brin, used this event to unveil Google Glass, his company's attempt to transform the world of wearable computers. Google Glass is not for sale yet, but as NPR's Steve Henn reports in our Business Bottom Line, this product, which attaches a camera and tiny screen to your face, is already facing a backlash.
Google won't start selling Glass to consumers until the end of the year at the earliest. But already, Saturday Night Live has weighed in.
What are your early thoughts?
Oh, Seth, they're amazing. You know, I used to spend so much time in my life looking down at my phone, and now, thanks to Google Glass, the phone is up here, and I could use it without being rude or distracting.
The New York Times ran a front-page story about Google Glass and privacy, and the gadget's been banned from bars in Seattle and casinos in Las Vegas. But for the earnest Googlers who helped create Glass and the enthusiastic techies who've already gotten their hands on a pair, all this hate can be a little bewildering. Most of the people who I've talked to who have a pair just love them.
You know, taking a hike on a Sunday and just, like, you know, been blown away by, like, taking pictures and just, like, taking video with it.
Got cooking instructions through Glass, and the friend that I was hanging out with could see what I was doing. And she was like, no, that's all wrong. Try it again, which is really, really helpful. I didn't expect it to be in that situation.
Mary Lambert and Javier Echevarria work at Google. These guys have had Glass for a couple months. Martin Petraca used it to give his family in Argentina a tour of San Francisco.
I was like, oh, this is where I go. This is what I do. And they just love it. I don't know.
Now, while you were doing that, did your family see lots of people, like, do double takes and stare at you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right now, Google Glass might be the world's worst spy camera. If you go out in public with a pair on, you're guaranteed to attract attention. Still, the idea of techies mounting tiny screens and little cameras to their faces makes millions of people uncomfortable.
Google has been incredibly transparent, pun intended, with its Glass rollout.
Sarah Rotman Epps is a tech analyst at Forrester Research. She says there's a good reason for this.
They realize that Google Glass will require shifting social norms to be accepted.
In that regard, the last few weeks have been rough for Google. If the company's going to turn around the public's impression of this product, they'll need some help. Help from people like Sarah Hill.
I am a storyteller for the Veterans United Network, and I'm also a volunteer for Veterans Virtual Tours.
Hill wants to use Google Glass to take World War II vets on virtual tours of places they may now be too old or frail to visit in person.
Places like the World War II Memorial, the Arlington National Cemetery, Pearl Harbor even.
Hill's convinced that leading a virtual tour for veterans while wearing Google Glass would be completely different for them than showing the group, say, a DVD.
Can I hear the waves? Can you bring me closer to the waves on the beaches of Normandy? Can you bring me closer to that inscription? Can I hear the waterfalls that are going in the middle of the World War II memorial? And when people ask those World War II veterans, have you ever seen your memorial before they pass away? They can say, yes, I did.
At least virtually. Google's hoping that people like Hill could begin to help the public imagine the positive things they can do with this gadget. And Sam Abar wants to use it and build an app to identify packaged foods that are free of the allergens that make his son sick.
You know, I think Glass could actually be really helpful for, you know, 5 to 10 million families in the United States that are dealing with food allergies.
For tech enthusiasts, the upsides seem obvious.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've spent my life essentially helping to build the internet, and this thing is basically the internet in your field of vision.
For Mark Andreessen, who created Netscape, that sounds awesome.
I mean, for me, that's the big thing. I mean, that's like the killer app.
But
has your spouse been tempted to rip them off your face and throw them out the window?
I think that she's been tempted to do that with almost every piece of gadgetry we own.
And battles like that could ultimately determine if Google Glass becomes the next iPhone, or has a fate more like Apple's Newton. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.